This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. CBS and Time Warner Cable have just agreed to keep negotiating, at least through Monday now. Blackouts of CBS programming are still possible after that. And in New York, there's a chance Time Warner could violate the law of the universe that states that the CBS affiliate in this metro must be at Channel 2. The cable company could put it up at 179 or something as a punishment, part of an ongoing dispute over the rising cost of programming, costs that do get passed on to consumers. Shannon Mullins has more.
Both sides have been using the airwaves to make their case.
Time is running out, and Time Warner Cable is not listening.
Time Warner complains the fee CBS charges for retransmitting its shows is too steep. CBS counters its programming costs more. Wondering why? Check out its contracts with pro sports leagues. Justin Nielsen is an analyst for SNL Kagan.
The sports costs are being built into the cost of programming, and that's one of the things that is still considered a live product for advertisers and still very attractive for broadcasters and cable operators.
The rub is sports cost cable subscribers more whether they're watching football or not, industry analyst Craig Moffitt.
Sports are roughly 17% of viewership and account for about half of the cost of a cable bundle.
And Moffitt says the cost of sports programming is going up faster than everything else. Bottom line for cable subscribers, get used to those ad wars. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.